So how did the week look on social media? President Trump retweeted an image of himself slowly passing over, then blocking an image of President Obama with the caption, "Best eclipse ever." Trump's Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin and his wife watched the eclipse from Fort Knox, something that came to light after his designer-draped wife said on Instagram that they both were sacrificing for their country. On Friday, we look at the news through social media. Let's do that now with Femi Okeh, host of The Stream on Al Jazeera English. Hi, Femi.
Hello there, Robin.
So the president's fans loved the eclipse tweet, but what else did you see in response?
Well, if you give me one meme on Twitter, you know there will be tweeps who will better it. Mm. So this is what Tricia Coachman did. She took the same four boxes, but this time in the background was President Trump and eclipsing him was President Barack Obama. And then this one, says Tricia, was out way before that copycat one you posted. ... Sad dude. One more from HRH Alex II, and he has Robert Mueller, the investigator, eclipsing Trump, and his one-line headline, "Justice!" Exclamation mark.
Look, on CNN, they showed how people were making these eclipse memes with their puppies. One woman had a black puppy and a white puppy, and she had the black puppy, the moon, you know, eclipsing the white, holding them up, eclipsing each other. But others noted that the president might not have remembered, you know, in the eclipse meme that he retweeted in the four boxes as he passes President Obama and then blocks him, the moon, the blocker, does move on. The sun, the blocky, ends up shining.
Indeed. Yeah. That is the basic science of how an eclipse works.
And well, the tweet was posted by a man named Jerry Travone. It's been retweeted thousands of times. But he's also posted things like, "We have enough of these Jews where I live. Someone else take them. They can't drive." So this is also a cautionary tale we continue to see with the president.
It doesn't take much research either, because you look up Jerry Travone and his Twitter profile says, "YouTube actor, political junkie, proud Trump supporter and pushback against liberalism." And he's had a lot of fans and also a lot of critiques after sharing this best eclipse ever meme. And he says, "You'll see my tweets from the past and take it however you want, but I don't back down." Which is probably why the President Trump retweeted him in the first place.
Right, but maybe somebody should look at some other postings that he's had, or maybe they don't care. Look, another big social media story is about the eclipse, but it began as something else. This is the story of Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin's wife, Louise Linton. She posted an image on Instagram showing her and Mnuchin stepping off a government plane. She included hashtags for all the luxury brands she was wearing, hashtag Hermes scarf, hashtag
nice.
Tom Ford sunnies. Jennifer Miller of Oregon commented that it was deplorable. The Secretary Treasury's wife said what?
She said there's a very long response to Jenny Miller. And she started off with cute and then a little kissy emoji. "Aw, did you think this was a personal trip? Adorable." And then she talks about how she and her husband pay more taxes. Final line, this is a killer. "Go chill out and watch the new Game of Thrones. It's fab. Cersei would be proud of her."
Well,
Cersei's a character from Game of Thrones, if
right.
you don't watch it, by the way.
She also said, "Either as an individual earner in taxes or in self-sacrifice to your country, do you think you've given more than me and my husband?" Well, Linton apologized, but speaking of sacrifice, it turns out the trip they were on was to Fort Knox in Kentucky. There's another Instagram picture showing Mnuchin and Majority Leader Mitch McConnell clutching their eclipse glasses.
What a coincidence. Isn't that amazing? It's extraordinary.
Well, and now a watchdog group is questioning, this is Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington. Was that government trip just to go see the eclipse?
Now, the Treasury Secretary is now paying back the travel expenses of his wife, Louise Linton, for going on that trip.
$10,000 an hour, I believe, for
Very expensive travel there.
Yeah.
And the Citizens for Ethics say, "The funny thing is, if she never went on her Instagram rant, we would never have noticed the trip."
Yeah.
Louise Linton's Instagram account and Twitter account are now both private.
Well, Democratic Senator Ron Wyden, Oregon, is also asking for an explanation of the trip. Of course, Mnuchin is saying, and others are saying, that he was there to see Fort Knox. There's something
the
to
gold at Fort Knox.
Yeah, the gold at Fort Knox. Mm. And then, okay, so there's something there that's, anyway. There,
but it's a good lesson in humble bragging, more humble, less bragging. And also knowing your audience on Instagram, knowing if they really would like you to share your wardrobe with them, or whether they would rather not have that as part of their Instagram feed. So a couple of good social lessons right there.
I just want to touch base with you on the neo-Nazi website Daily Stormer. They'd been shut down, but then they were back on the web under a new domain name, not for long though, and seemed to be shut back down, back into the deep web, only accessible with certain
the dark
software.
Dark web.
Yeah. Talk about, you know, this whack-a-mole that hosting companies are having to go through.
So it's not so much shutting down, Robin. It's more like you have your website, but if you don't have a platform, a host to put it out there, no one sees it. Mm-hmm. And the Daily Stormer wants maximum number of people to see their message, which is a neo-Nazi and white supremacist message. Shortly after Charlottesville, the original web hoster, GoDaddy, said, "We're not hosting you anymore." They went to another hoster. They said, "We're not hosting you anymore." They found another one just 24 hours ago by changing their domain name. So they changed their name to punishedstormer.com. I looked at it yesterday. It was there. I looked at it this morning and it wasn't. And that was because that current web hoster got some feedback, some pushback from their other users saying, we don't want you to host this website. And then they were pushed off.
So the whack-a-mole continues.
Again.
Yep.
Indeed.
Femi Oke, host of The Stream on Al Jazeera English. Femi, thank you as always.
You're so welcome.